The Dominican Republic, landlocked with Haiti, is the second biggest tropical island in the Caribbean. Earliest inhabitants reached the island around 2600 BC. In 1492, Christopher Columbus named the island Hispaniola, meaning Little Spain, and even Sir Francis Drake tried to conquer this island too. Today, it's 300 miles of white sandy beaches, impressive mountain ranges, spectacular rivers and waterfalls, is full of exotic wildlife. Major industries are tourism, sugar and nickel, gold, cement and tobacco. Many scenes from the blockbuster film Jurassic Park were filmed here.
My name is Carlos. I have lived in the Dominican Republic all my life. I love my country because it is peaceful. It is beautiful. And the people are so friendly.
Close to the resorts in the north of the islands, near Puerto Plata, there's Sosua and Cabarete, which is one of the world's best spots for windsurfing. But the heartbeat of the Dominican Republic is its music, merengue.
My name is Paula, and I've been working for JMC for nearly 3 years. I've been here in the Dominican Republic for the last 12 months, looking after guests. It's such an amazing place that I've decided after my first season that I really wanted to stay on. I love the Dominican Republic because the locals are so friendly. We have a tropical climate all year round, absolutely wonderful for relaxing, and of course, as we're in the Caribbean, the beaches are out of this world, and there's a palm tree for everyone.
Ah, the beach, all peace and quiet and beauty. Just look at those smooth waves, hypnotic, as the sun beats down overhead and the gentle breeze caresses the skin. It's a cleansing of the soul. But what about lunch? Or supper? Or just a snack?
My name is Elena. I am a chef in a major hotel here in the Dominican Republic. Our first dish is fish with coconut sauce. You can use any kind of fish, and then the sauce is made with tomato sauce and with coconut milk. The second dish, it will be goat with Oregano sauce. We put it in a pan and with some oil and some onion and garlic.
My name is Modesto, I'm a bartender. The drinks guests really like best is the Cuba Libre, Piña Colada, Dr. Funk, Banana Mama, beer, and Caribbean Blue. Bikini is an international cocktail.
Bikini, it sounds nice. How do you make that?
Bikini is prepared with lemon juice. First of all, we put in the cocktails the alcoholic. Alcoholic in the bikini is white rum and vodka together. Then we put lemon juice, grenadine and blue curacao together.
I'm Ian Truman, I'm a news editor on a national newspaper. I'm out here with my family, with GMC. After driving in and out of London with the fumes from taxis, diesel buses, I think the most tranquil, memorable moment's got to be actually dragging that sunbed across the golden sand, just putting it in the water, spreading myself out along the sunbed and just laying there and letting the waves talk to me. And believe you me, any problems you may have had, they just go away like the waves. It is fantastic, so relaxing, so inviting. Just let me go to the beach now.
I just like the fact that there's no stress. Everybody's so laid back. No washing, no ironing. And everything is mañana.
OK, Okay, enough of all this relaxing. Time to head along the coast to the capital. I'm in Puerto Plata in the northern part of the Dominican Republic. I'm on top of a fort which is overlooking a blue, gorgeous bay. In front of me is a magnificent hill, the 2,000-meter hill called Isabella, which you can go up in a cable car. Beautiful tropical plants at the top, botanical gardens, absolutely wondrous. And here on the Amber Coast is one of nature's true wonders. This is where you'll find the world's richest deposits of that semi-precious gem, amber.
My name is Aurelio. I'm the tour guide from the Amber Museum. 15 million of years ago, the amber was formed by the sap of the ancient tree. The sap was sweet, a sticky, with the color like honey. When the insect came to eat, it was trapped. And after a million years late, was formed in amber. Today, amber is used in jewelry.
All this sightseeing. Let's get into the jungle.
Today we're on a trip to the waterfalls. We've walked through streams and rapids and over rocks to get here.
We're sitting now at the bottom of the waterfall and it's absolutely beautiful. The overhanging trees and the water cascading down the rocks is lovely.
People are climbing up the sides to jump off and slide down the chutes at the side with all the water at the bottom.
We can hear people scream and yell as they fall down.
And see how the water cascades down and the sun shining through the trees, glittering.
Here we are on the truck, having seen the waterfalls and drunk a few drops of rum. And with me is...
I'm David Hall. I'm originally from Newcastle. I now live in Weymouth after retiring from 22 years in the Royal Navy. This is the second time we've been to the Dominican Republic. We've come back because we love the Dominican people. We find them very friendly. The hotel is terrific and the weather is superb.
I love the fact that the whole island is beautiful. I like all the trips that we can go on and the sea life is excellent.
Hi, my name is Kyle Wilkinson and the things I like about the Dominican Republic are the village houses and the village people.
I love my country because it is peaceful, it is beautiful, and the people are so friendly, right? You understand?